Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry about that, everybody. Today is August 9th, 2012, broadcasting live here in Long Beach, California. This is Gina's Groove Theory. Gina's Groove Theory, your community connection internet radio station here representing in Long Beach. Tonight, like I always do, like I always start my night, I'll go ahead and I send up my good praises and my glory to God first. We do that, and then we go into our next play song. And, well, tonight, most of you guys who got my Texas, you know, tonight's topic is going to be about friendship and relationships, and platonic and non-platonic relationships, and we're going to have get your opinion on what you think about having friendships, or let's say friendships that are, you know, let's say platonic relationships with a male and a female, or vice versa. No discrimination. You know, so you guys sit back and think about what you feel about it. Are you involved in any relationship in which you're friends with someone and you're platonic, and or you're involved with a friend who maybe you're not platonic with? So, you know, get real with it. Talk about it. Maybe you're in a relationship with someone and, you know, you have a platonic relationship with someone else. You know, whatever the case may be, bring what you got. You know, this is Janet's Group Theory. Keep it live. Keep it real. Now it is 11:35 in the p.m. We're going to go ahead and send that shout out to God first. Then after that, I have another little tune I'm going to bring to you. So, 2 and 2. You're back to Gina's Groove Theory. It is August 9th, 2012, 11:36 in the p.m. Gave up our love to God first and foremost, and here's our first off the playlist. Hello, everybody. You're back with Gina. This is Gina's Groove Theory. KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. Thank you for joining me tonight. It is August 9th, 2012, slowly approaching, actually the 10th. So much love out there to you guys. I'm going to go ahead and play another song for you guys and get you guys ready for our conversation. So you guys get your truth and no dares. Get them all together all in a row and bring what you got. Question is about relationships, platonic, non-platonic, being in relationships and then having outside platonic relationships with other people or non-platonic, you know, whatever is your situation. Like I tell you all the time, you don't have to, you can be anonymous. And if you have my text, you know, you can just go ahead and text me. And whatever you bring me, I'll bring to the audience out there. And your words, you know, I'll get your words out. I'll represent for you. So with that, we're going to go ahead and play another cut. Going to send this out to whoever's out there chilling and having a good time and rolling on to the house, taking on home, and get in safely. And here you go.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and you're back with Gina. This is Gina's Groove Theory. It's KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. Tonight, we're having a candid conversation about friends and lovers, so platonic and non-platonic. Most of you guys out there, you know, you guys are, well, most of my friends pretty much single. So you guys bring what you got, some honest opinions out here. You tell me, it can go either way. You know, you can be in a relationship with someone and then have outside relationships or platonic relationships with other people. You give me your idea, your call on that. If you think it's cool to, you know, for say you're a girl chick, you know, and you got your guy and he goes out and he hangs out with girls. Would you accept that? Would you put up with that? Or vice versa? Will you feel comfortable? I have a girlfriend who her guy's busy a lot. He's a DJ, and he travels a lot with Tone Loc and numerous artists and rappers, and so they don't get that much time together. But she has other friends, you know, like male friends that she hangs out with, and in some cases, when you hang out with males like that, you know, either they might be, you know, gay, but in some cases they're not. So with that, you know, you think your guy will, you know, will be comfortable with you hanging out with guys, you know, when he's not around, you know, bring that as well. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna represent for the time. It's now slowly approaching 11:50 in the PM. We will be turning, going into the 10th of August. And a shout out there to my brother Bishop Brett in La Harbor, representing for BCM Ministries, and much love. Hopefully you'll be out here to get out here in time to hang out and bring some of your knowledge. I think the last time you were out here, you know, you couldn't get your word in because we were doing a lot of talking with, you know, our folks out there on the riverbed, and you know, I think it kind of drowned him out. So we're gonna go ahead and represent for him. I'm gonna touch him while, you know, we take another little music break and touch him and see if he's coming on out here so I can make amends with him as well. Shout out to Cherokee. I know he's out there representing out here in Long Beach as well. Todd, I know you're out there. Maybe my guest listener will come back tonight. She kind of represented really strong. Well, you know, on the personal level, she didn't want to come out and talk, you know, but she wanted, you know, she was texting. And like I tell you guys, if you guys have something to say, if you want to put some input, and you're uncomfortable with, you know, coming on air and talking about it, you know, go ahead and text me, you know. You know, I'll go ahead and represent for you. No name, you can be anonymous, and give your voice, just in my voice, which would be pretty cool. I'll ease it over on the audience and, you know, represent for you as you represent it to me. So with that, we'll go ahead and send another shout-out here. For most of you guys that ride with me, you know, I got my favorite song by Jamie Foxx. I'm going to go ahead and bring that out for you. Can I take you home? You know, so can I? 2 and 2.
Can I take you home, girl?
Can I take you home, girl?
Get you all alone. like these other guys. Let me drop this on your mind. I'm not here to waste your time.
Cause I know what I like.
Hi, everybody. You're live back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:56 in the p.m. It's August 9th, 2012. In about less than 3 minutes, it's going to be August 10th. Actually, shout out to my brother out there. I just got off the phone with him, and he said he's going to come on out and give his input. You know, he didn't get the opportunity to be able to speak that clearly the last time he was on the show, so I'm going to go ahead and represent. You know, I try to give everybody, you know, a free, but it was kind of a heated conversation anyways, and I think maybe he was drowned out by the noise in our background as well. So, like I tell most of you guys, if you guys are like, you know, driving or something like that, in between talking, just go ahead and push your mute button in between, and that way you can stop the feedback and you guys can hear everybody's comments, because it's no good if, you know, you guys can't hear. And one thing is we can all sing together, and, you know, we can do that. You know, we can do that. Most of you guys out there that know me, we can all sing together, but we can't all talk together at the same time. On our last show, Tuesday night show, it was about relationships as well. And I was going to share something with you guys, a writing. And for my friend out there who is kind of going through being, you know, single and a male and wanting a relationship with, you know, with a significant other, as he says, he's kind of having a hard time. So I sent a shout out there to him, but I didn't get a chance to share it with you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and share it with you guys. Well, you know, hopefully my secret callers out there, you know who you are, you know, get to hear it too as well. But look, you know, I'm going to go ahead and touch one of my callers. I'm going to send out a little short, something from my mama, since I haven't represented for my mom and my nan. You know, I passed by there last night rolling from out of BH last night, you know, just rolling through. I looked over at you guys, and I think me and Lil Bit, we're going to be out there tomorrow, you know, take you some flowers. You know, she got her grandmother up in there too as well. So we'll be out there, ladies. So I'm going to go ahead and send this to the three ladies, now my two and her one. And we'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you in Inglewood. Much love.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
sweetie? And dear mama,
please, no one above
you. You all appreciate it. Pour some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
everybody. It is now 12:04 a.m. It is now August 10th. You're here with Gina's Groove Theory, KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. Speaking out, send a shout out there to the three ladies out there in Inglewood, and we will be seeing you tomorrow. We're going to stop in, take a look at you, and stop by Mayor Tom Bradley as well, and give him a rose, too. As far as the last show that we had, it was about relationships, and like I said, I have lots of friends, actually. One of my closest friends, she hasn't called in on this particular, on these past two shows, but actually, hopefully, man, she'll get out here, because she has a real strong idea about what she feels, you know, today's dating is, and like I did throw it out there to you guys last. Well, this past Tuesday show about, well, you know, the dating and the date.com and match.com. And, you know, I'm hearing a lot about internet dating and, you know, meeting people online. And, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, you can give me a call, too, because I want to talk to you as well. See what it's like. You have Christian Domingo. Because some people seem to think you can meet some real nice people in church, I guess. I've heard a little bit about the Christian Mingle, so, and not too good, you know. Everything's risk, so. Well, I was going to share a writing that I wrote, and it actually, during the time that I wrote it, it's been some years since I wrote it. I was going through, coming out of a painful breakup. This is some years ago, and coming out of it, I pretty much had to empower myself, so. Most of you guys who know me know I'm a writer, and on Facebook I pretty much post some of my things, some of my writings, and I have some mostly all my writings are pretty much what comes from out inside me out, so I keep it 100, and, you know, in a matter of seconds I can lay it out, and so most of you guys who know say, well, you write long, you know, but this writing, it wasn't too long, it was just pretty much how I felt at the time. And since I've been taking all the human services courses, I kind of had incorporated some of the ways in this writing that I incorporate, and, you know, how I operate with working with people, and, you know, my attitude and my personality, and you know, my listening, and then also, too, being able to put in words what it is I'm trying to express to the person without being negative or, you know, just uplifting more so. Because today's day, you know, we don't really need any hard, you know, we've been having some hardcore subjects on the shows lately. And, oh, just to let you guys know, the Woman in Violence show, you guys, you six guys up there who represented with me that night, we're like at about 900 archive listens, and I don't know, it's amazing, because out of all the shows I've done, even since, you know, the 3 months I worked with my niece and nephew, shout out to them, I hope they're doing okay too tonight, shout out to KR15 and Calypso, I hope you guys are blessed and impressed, and if you guys out there in Oakland, I hope you're doing fine out there, too, and the kids as well. I still send my love to you, and thank you for the opportunity to show me what, you know, well, actually, they didn't show me, but, you know, to give me opportunity to do something that, you know, I like and I can utilize as well as bring to you guys. And, you know, I'm worldwide, so, you know, I'm touching people in Germany, so it's all good. You know, much love to all of you guys. We're going to try to network some good things. Some of the topics, I believe, were pretty, you know, hardcore, but these are all the things we need to know. And the more and more we touch on some things, my friend Jay out there, you know, represent for him, because he started his show, and he has some music, and he has a book coming out, so. And as well as you guys know, he works with me, too. He was here, he sent a shout-out, but he's working on the release of his book, and he's pumping me up daily. You know, that's why he says I need to take more days off so I can work on it. But I got some serious events coming up, too, you know. So today is the 10th, and, you know, I got 3 days to make it happen. So today, this day, I'm going to have to get out there and put my footwork on it. So I got a lot of things to do. So but with your support out there, I'll be out there on the roof bed today, and I'm going to be talking to you guys and taking your advice and stories, pretty much. I got some serious questions that I'm going to work on after the show tonight. Might just cruise out to BH and sit down and think to myself and write a few questions for you guys, some things, some topics, you know, ideas and questions I like to know. And I'm quite sure the people out there want to know. Most of you guys out there who have me on Facebook, you know, you got some questions. Like my anonymous caller, she did ask me offline. I guess she read some of the things about my background, and she said, "So you work with the homeless?" And I said, "Yeah." And so she wanted to know, basically, it's a question a lot of people ask me. It's like, "Are you saying that all homeless people are mentally ill?" No. I tell her no, definitely not. Now, the majority of homeless people are males. There's more males homeless, and women and children are slowly catching up to that, and families as well. But no, not by any means is everybody mentally ill. No. Some people, like I explained to her, and when I first started doing outreaching out here, and I would go out and, you know, work with the homeless, and I'd see how they were living, and, you know, I would always, you know, cry, you know, and it would always touch me. And over a period of time, I started to get a full understanding that most of the people out there, majority of the people out there are very cordial people, very grateful and very respectful. That's the majority. Very appreciative, and most of them don't want any more than what, you know, they feel. You know, they take no more than what they need. And that's the most impressive thing. You know, for us who are on the other side, see, on the other side of it, I've been on both sides. I was on the judgmental side, the money side, and then I've been on the poor side, so. At least I have experience of both sides, and I'm able to take a look back at how I used to be, so I can better tell the people who are like how I was then. Now I can better explain to them, because it's hard to tell anybody how they should feel or how they should view someone. Shout out to Brian too, my good friend. He went outreaching with me. Being him, you know, I don't know if I kind of talked him into it, but, you know, I asked him after, I said, how did it feel? He was like, it was so fun. You know, he was pretty much pretty laid back, you know, no change, and I found that amazing. You know, for me, I was crying at first, and, you know, period of time, and met this one guy during, I guess it was maybe 2006, maybe, or 5. It was a Grand, you know, it was Grand Prix. And it was prior to that. You know, everybody that lives out here knows that during Grand Prix every year, if they haven't given you enough tickets, they'll round you up, you know. That's what they do. That's what they do. It's not, it's like clockwork to be able to get you out the streets while the turistas are here, which they don't get close to seeing, you know, most of our homeless. They really don't. But, you know, they kind of keep up an image that everything is beautiful here and there's nothing that will hurt your eyes. Pretty much, you know, we know how that is. I round you up, you know. And, so with this one guy who was actually not under the freeway pass, but under the bridge that goes up, that goes underneath 7th Street. And it's kind of cars don't go down there. We walk down there. But he had his bed, he had his cardboard box, and, you know, and I asked him, you know, he was talking to me. I asked him if he wanted a lunch, because that's how we engage, you know. If people trust you enough to take the lunch from you, maybe you can kind of give them some hope, you know. And there's a lot of proud people out there, a lot of proud people, and they have jobs. These are some of the things I'm going to be bringing to you guys. Because you need to see, you know, how the other side lives. I need to make me a better person. So, you know, I think if you can touch one or two people, you know, change your mind. Well, not really change your mind, but show you the real. You know, there's people out there just like you. And no, not all of them are crazy or drug addicted. So all those myths are what they are, urban legends. You know, I'm going to bring that to you because I know this. You know, I've been out here. And some of the people I just met are more so new and very willing to, you know, do something about it. And when we do the homeless count every year, you know, we pretty much get the same response. Because we've been out here and working with Cherokee, it's like he's the man of the people. So everybody knows him. Everybody knew him before he, you know, became who he is as far as man of the people. Because he used to be on the flip side, too, when he came home from Vietnam. And like I explained to her, too, as well, a lot of our homeless are vets. And, you know, what really bothered me is shout out there to my two vets out there in the marina. A young couple and their dog and cat expecting a baby just came home from Afghanistan, and they're homeless already. I'm going to try to get out there so I can let them know that Richard out there says there's something they can do. I haven't forgotten. Shout out to Richard, too. He said there's some things that they can do. They got to go in there and demand what's rightfully there. So we'll test them. If I can get him to go out there with me, that would be great so he can meet them. You know, they're very leery, of course. But they want to help me. The guy wants to help me with the radio station, and not for free. And I was like, no, I really wouldn't want to work anybody, you know, for free unless it was my kid or something, you know, because that's family member. But, you know, I'd like to have him come in and be a guest. We'll see if we can do that. But, I'm not good with that unpaid labor thing. And I can't represent and say, Europeans did it, and we're still doing it if I do it, so representing for that as well. This particular man told me, you know, I said, you know, I had this idea that, you know, sad, depressed, and, you know, everybody, and I'd be so, you know, teary-eyed, and he broke it down to me. He said, how much rent do you pay? How much is your rent? And I was like, at the time, I said, 50, and he was like, well, you know what, you the fool. And I was like, what? He said, you the fool. He said, I get an SSI check, you know, I guess from his work and his Social Security, and he's like, I live out here, and I'll do what I want with my mommy. And I was like, whoa. And after that day, I was like, wow, okay, he was honest and open about it. And then it kind of cleared me up because it was like, okay, there's some people out there that just, hey, they doing what they doing, you know. And, you know, as long as they're happy, I'm happy too. So, but, you know, in the case of if they're doing bad, you know, we can't stand by and watch that. You know, it's a different thing. So, let's go ahead and check up the time, see what time it is. And we're going to take a short break. And then I'm going to bring the art of a painful breakup to you. And you guys let me know what you think about it. So with that, it is now 12:18 a.m., August 10th, 2012, representing in Long Beach, KXRW, your community connection internet radio station, Gina's Blueberry. Let's go ahead and play a little something upbeat, get you guys ready. Hold on, 2 and 2.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentists. Get the prognosis, doses, blend the bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fitness to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who's filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up. So the last one heard the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kicked him at the weight. Made his body shit. The high guy is 8 bit. The eyes smoke. Rack terror, full chrome and terror. Five by the rivers, the fifth and conspicuous. Bad boy, 6 to 95, ridiculous. My rap lines just like landmines. One step to boom, black suits fill the room. To whom it may concern, you and my beard to click. Act up, I have my honey total bust.
That's right.
In the middle of the day now, baby, I seem to think of only you.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 12:23 in the a.m., August 10th, 2012. Representing here in Long Beach, this is KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. Shout out there to Shades of Africa. Most of you guys know I represent for Renee Quarles over there. She's a great lady of this community, and she has great products for those of color and those of, let's say, cultural diversity. She's a great lady. She's actually, her address over there is 101 East 4th Street. It's on the corner of Benito and 4th, across the street from McDonald's. Now, don't tell Renee if you're stopping over at McDonald's, because she don't agree with that. She says, no, McDonald's is killing us, you guys. So, and it's not real food anyway. It's not real. You know, Renee puts it down when she gives you that shea butter and she gives you that sage. Great. She has a great way of pricing her supplies, her merchandise, and quantity for a better price. Pretty good. Go over there and check it out. You can get some pure shea butter, $5 raw. All you need is a container, put it in. Works really good. She makes her own oils, and one of her oils I like is one of her newest, Obama. Now I'm kind of stuck on it. I used to go with the Oasis, which is, that used to be my best, but now it's Obama. So guys, go over there and check it out. That's 101 East 4th Street, on the corner of Benito and 4th, across the street from the Mickey D's. You can't miss it. But like I said, she also has events there, events on Thursday night, Saturday night. Well, you guys, you know what, since tonight we're going to focus a little bit on, let's say, friends and lovers. That's what the topic is tonight. And I'm going to be out here waiting and touching some of the people that I talk and discuss with on a regular basis about love, relationships, and, you know, I get a lot of input, you know, off air, you know, as well. And, most of you guys who want to be anonymous, you guys know what to do. Just go ahead and touch me on my cell phone, and I'll get with you. Shout out there also, too, not just only to the Shades of Africa, shout out there to my little cousin, Siobhan Roth. She's actually, I'm going to start posting those on my Facebook. I was talking to Jay today. He's been so quite busy with his show. Actually, he has 5 shows, but he's just unleashed one, and much support for that. He's doing some pretty beautiful things. And, he dropped me a video, and with some tracks for Gina's Groove Theory, which is cool. Thanks, Jay. Much love to that. And also, I was looking at him. I found what he sent me the other day, which is some helpful things for the show as well. And he put it down. I'm going to go ahead and open up a group, Gina's Groove Theory group, and we're going to use that as a way to communicate. You know how I have the face page. And that's kind of busy. And like he explained, it's too much stuff, you know, for you guys to have to go through. So I'm going to just open up just a page for Gina's Groove Theory, just a group. It's a little different from opening a page. It's going to be a group. So I'm going to form that group along with my other groups that you guys know. You know, I have the Monarch Legacy. That was my mom and, you know, my immediate family. Dennis is out there. And Williams and Neil, so representing for them. Shout out to, you know what, I was rolling through L.A. last night, and just so happened going out there to get me some Woody's. Shout out to Woody's. You know, I got to do that roll every, actually, I did it 2 days in a row, but taking my son to work out there at Baldwin Hills is, you know, that's kind of one of the things I do. And shout out, too, for, you guys got to get over to the Baldwin Hills Mall and check out Southern Girl Cupcake. Whoa. Awesome. I have to represent for them, too, as well. They're the best cupcakes, velvet, They have the velvet cupcake. They have the spice cupcake, the lemon. Wow, awesome. Pumpkin. And when you taste them on the frosting along with the cupcake, they're the bomb. Okay, so shout out to you guys out there, too, at Southern Girl. You guys, when you get out there to the Baldwin Hills, actually, it will be on the side where Foot Action is. So if you were coming off, let's say, off of King Boulevard from Crenshaw, you go to your left. You go to the left, to the divider, and make a left. In that first, turn in, and drive down a little bit, and you'll look to your right. It's going to be the main clear doors. Southern Girls right there. I tell you, I just let my son in. Shout out to him, too, just getting in from out there. And he has a little box for me, so I kind of know what's in the box. So that's a good thing. Much love to you out there, baby. Shout out also to Dominique out there. I know she's been representing as well. All you guys out there, your love and support is greatly appreciated. I can't express to you how fortunate and lucky I am for that. Like I said on that show, the past Tuesday show, I was going to share a writing with pretty much, it was not just for my friend, but also too, it's more so an empowerment for me too. You know, sometimes, well, I always write about things that are from the heart. You know, I don't think, I just write. And mostly everything that comes out of my mouth on that pen, with that pen on that piece of paper, is what I feel. So with that, at the time, it's not premeditated or anything like that. It just flows. Well, like I said, I was going through it the time I wrote it. And I'm going to go ahead and share it with you. So you guys can let me know what you think about it. All right. It's called The Art of Getting Over a Painful Breakup. When the end of a relationship is upon you, it is one of the most enduring and ultra-sensitive changes in one's life. Depending on the circumstances surrounding the fall from love, it is most definitely one of the heartstring-pulling periods in our process of growing and experiencing life and the role love plays. Regardless the age, the loss of another's heart is overwhelming, to say the least. When faced with the possibilities of being alone, we can sometimes look toward some superficial substitute to falsely ease the pain. Nevertheless, the pain will still remain, whether we meet it head-on or deny it. The heart is our main function that keeps us alive, and it has many purposes. When it is hurt or broken, it feels as well, if you've ever felt the sensation of being secretly surprised, and you sort of get the idea, you sort of get the feeling of what happens inside when you experience disappointment. When you experience disappointment, pain is on the rise, anguish is just around the corner, despair is one emotion that is hard to get over. Looking for freedom of all that ails you after you lose that love starts with you. Take a deep, long look into your overall self from every angle, aspect, and degree. And without bias, no accusations, realistically, what you want and what it is that you are lacking. Could it be that you're too self-absorbed? What could you have done to change the pattern of repetitious behavior? Do you learn what flaws you have? Could you have been the center of the problems within your relationship? I'm not innocent, 100% human, with alongside the occasional, most on the regular basis, I make mistakes of all magnitudes, just as a society and the people are destined to experience. Am I happy? We talked about this too. Funny this. I wrote this years ago. Am I happy, satisfied, and content with who I am, even if I don't have someone in my life? Can I take a long stroll in the park without feeling alone? When I wake up in the morning, does the face I see in the mirror make me smile? Am I totally and full-heartedly as well as confident? I am pleased with myself and my accomplishments. But what I need to work hard on is improving the choices I make. Being the person I am with spiritual prosperity, no one can make me feel whole. I am a complete package with hidden bonuses and amenities with lifelong benefits, even though I am alone. But keep in mind, I'm not alone in the sense of that. I always have man upstairs first and foremost. And with that, I'm free. And when I wrote that, it was more so how I came out of it. And every time that I read it, when I have to revisit it, then it kind of helps me through it. Helps me through what other people say is loneliness. You know, I don't really have that loneliness thing. Not that I know of, but loneliness, I guess, is kind of just like my friend was saying out there. That's, a state of mind. And pretty much when I look at my situation, it's more so I'm more who I am because I choose to be. So, you know, everything, like they say, a lot of people look at things on the exterior. That's how they judge, and that's what the book's cover that makes the book readable. And in my case, I get a lot of that, but I know the truth is within. It's not all about that. It's all about what's inside of that person. Now, you're not going to run into a lot of people who are worthy of, you know, your, like my daughter would say, stature, or, you know, you're not going to run into someone who's going to be exactly like what you want them to be, what you are. You know, you got to have some kind of conflict. I do believe in that because I've wrote many a script. I wrote many a play. Like I said, I'm a writer. I can write anything. And with that, you know, I've done some serious plays and I've done some, you know, fictional, non-fictional. And as far as when you dig into putting things on paper, you kind of can see where you go wrong. And when you start to look at yourself, you know, just like my anonymous caller talking to my friend said that, and as well as Jay said, look in the mirror. What about the person you see? You know, I mean, if you can be happy with yourself, then you can learn to be happy with someone else. And really, sometimes people, you know, even though they may not be happy with you, they'll still continue to deal with you. And that the whole topic tonight about the whole friendship, friends and lovers, I'm running into a lot of that, you know, platonic, non-platonic. You know, I see a lot of, like I said, I got a male and a female friend who are in relationships, and they have the opposite sex friends. And those friends on Facebook comment on my female friend. And, you know, I know her boyfriend sees it, but it's more so, you know, kind of I think that she does, when she, you know, she does a lot of profile pictures, and she's very pretty, so, you know, she does these profile pictures, and then, you know, her male friends are liking it. I feel kind of like, whoa. Lately, I've been kind of seeing more so that she's not as happy and jovial like she was before. You know, she's, you know, you can never bet on anything. You know, things, like I say, things change to remain the same. So the deal is, you know, if you can't find, you know, if you're really not that happy with yourself, and if you're really depending on someone to make you complete or to complete you, then yeah, you have a lot to learn. That's what I feel about myself. You know, if I'm waiting on someone to complete me, you know, I said today, I was like, well, I have so many things to do because I'm trying to get everything to you guys, trying to make sure everything's done right. You know, it's kind of not more so a wearing out because I'm pretty good at getting better, but I'm pretty good at being able to, you know, communicate my sentiments to you guys, and I'm pretty good at listening and always willing for you guys to call in and let me know what it is you want to share with me as well. Or with the, you know, the guests out there. I don't know if I told you guys about registering as listeners on Blog Talk. You can do that as well. because the majority of that number of people I have out there are actually web, you know, they're on the web page, and I think I have like like 2,000 and almost 3,000 or 3,000 profile views. That's awesome. I'm like, wow. That 31st show, I did send it back out there a couple of days ago so you guys can take a listen. I did send my shots up there to you guys, you six guys. Then I had six guys, and oh, come to think of it, was one female that I do believe was in the background at the riverbed, and that she spoke out, but it was you guys who represented, and you talked about your stories, and you told your personal input, and it takes a lot for, you know, guys to do that, to expose themselves. Like I was telling my secret caller on Tuesday night, same here, you know, got into the ego thing. My friend did tell me I have an ego, and, you know, I was like, oh, okay, and my friend who was on the who I was texting for, it brought her out after a while. She was very shy, you know, but after, you know, listening, and she had a great time. We stayed on that morning till like 5:30, talking about, you know, she had a great time, and then also too, I'm getting with her Saturday. Well, actually, today is Friday. I'm getting with her. I'll be in San Diego tomorrow, and we're gonna work on some things, and you know, we're gonna make it happen. So show me some rope and show me some skills. And, I'm gonna run with it, you know me. And I'll run with it. So, but she did comment. She said, "Well, why is it, you know, about the ego thing?" She's like, "You know, ego. It's no ego. You're strong." And you know, all my life I've been told I was strong. And, you know, like a strong person. And like I say, unbreakable. You know, sometimes I'm fragile too. Everybody can be fragile. But then that exterior, you know, where you kind of rough and tough, just like I tell a little bit over there, you know, you don't have to be too rough and tough. You don't have to, you know, you can kind of soften up a little bit, you know, and just let the person in you come through you and give that to the people, you know. Everybody doesn't have to see you as though you're going to roll them up. You know, but it's good to let people know that you're not playing them. That you know you won't be played with. But cases is no. You have to kind of give kindness with kindness, and respect with respect, and you know, treat people like you want to be treated. And that's my point on it, and that's how I live my life. Speaking of the ego thing, you know, my friend out there who said, yeah, and I did listen to the show over. And that particular part, I was like, okay, you know. No, I can say I have an ego when it comes to maybe my surroundings, maybe, but not as though, you know, machoism or anything like that. But sometimes, yeah, it did get crossed up with, you know, you just taking a stand. And when I spoke to him that morning, you know, we got really serious about, you know, things, and he said some things, you know, about, you know, my past, my last relationship and what he thought, and that's pretty, you know, like I said, everybody has the right to talk about it, you know, to express themselves the way they see things, because everybody's opinion, you know, all I could do is sit back and listen, and, you know, taking account, then, you know, okay, I heard it, because I'm not always correct. But one thing I can say is that when I do look at the overall myself, because I don't, it starts with you. Once you start learning to look and love yourself and pretty comfortable with you, it's all right to be by yourself. You know what I mean? Especially in case you got things to do. A lot of times people are distractions. You know, and you guys have seen the DVD about the distraction, distract the Negro woman, and I'm just trying to stay on point. You know, it's no ego here. It's staying on point and following through and giving 150% at whatever I do. Let's go ahead and check in with the time. It is 12:43 in the a.m. August 10th, 2012. 27th of August, you guys know, is the first day of school. You better be ready. Long Beach City College out there representing for you guys. Can't wait to see you. So we're countdown. We're countdown to 17 days. You know, I'm going to make it happen. In the case of, I'm kind of betting myself on maybe I can transfer, or maybe I can probably do this fall at my 4 year, if I can. Kind of tight, or either do it in a different environment. So we'll see. Much love out there. This is KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. Speaking of that ego, you know, I can't let you guys go with that, because, you know, I do love, you know, Ego by Beyonce with Kanye West, and go ahead and send that out there to the ones who have egos as well. I'm going to go ahead and check mine and see, you know, I'm going to do an ego check on myself, and I'll get back with you guys and let you know, you know, if I got an ego or I don't. So, representing for Genus Groove Theory, here you go, my people.
I got a big ego, oh, such a big ego, I got a big ego, she love my big ego, so stroke my big ego. I like to joke around a little bit, but here we go. Welcome to the wonderful world of gold plated Earl, cause everything I throw up, blow up. Talking to the girl, she said, know what? Grow up, you nasty. I don't understand why they tripping, if you ask me. Flow just the nicest. I emit the propane, I just spit, probably just raise the gas prices. Everybody in the club trying to get as fresh as me. What you on, dog? Trying to stay recession free and spit refreshing. When I rock the stadium, you probably get sweaty. You should bring an extra tea. Now I'm standing next to Jay, who's standing next to B. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. That's good for my ego. Me and my ego, and ego wherever we go. My ego is my imaginary friend. He was with me when I was only imagining. I had dreams of the league. One day I played Kobe, or walk up to Puff, and he really know me. Could've let the dream killers kill my self-esteem, or use the arrogance as a steam that power my dreams and my ego.
Call in to work, cause you the boss. For real, won't you show me how you feel? I consider myself lucky, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets you didn't know what's inside. No key for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. He can back it up. He got a big ego, such a huge ego. I love his big ego. It's too much. He walk like this, cause he can back it up. Usually I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me, or you could have the blues. Don't call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kinda something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. Can
Hello, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 12:49 a.m. Just touching on that conversation before I went to the break, one thing I did find quite amazing about my friend talking to me about it was that, and I think I had asked another friend, well, actually, I heard another male friend talking to his friend on the phone. And it's really funny because it was kind of like two girls. You know how we call a girl. And you got them on speaker. You got them on speaker and you're talking. And I find it amazing that they, you know, that they communicate, you know, kind of like girls. In a sense, you know, no disrespect. But, you know, they have conversations about what's going on in their lives. And it's just kind of like more so like we do. And can't really say it's not gossiping. It's more so, you know, looking and reaching out to the friend, your friend, and getting some input. I found that, you know, that was amazing that what he had said was that he felt controlled, or he felt I was controlling him, or something of that nature. I was like, wow, no. You know, but then also, too, I can see where, you know, that could be, you know, mistaken, you know, for control. But in the sense, I used to be controlling, so, you know, I'm nothing like I used to be. So, but that's kind of hard to, you know, swallow. So I just constantly keep checking myself and reinventing myself, you know, and trying to be a good person to me. First and foremost, is the heart. I think tomorrow's show is going to be more so about friends, not on the level of relationships, and platonic or not, just friends. I think it's going to be tonight, Friday night, friend night, I would say, because that's been on my mind about friends, too. You know, I'm hearing a lot, seeing a lot about, yesterday, while we were in L.A., been in L.A. just pretty much every day, pretty much, past few days. And then we were out, oh my goodness, we were out in Canoga. It was hot out there. You know, I was right around the corner from the job, you know, the job that I went through all this employment things with. And it was kind of an awakening, too. I had to take my son out there for a meeting, and I hadn't been out there since the last day that I clocked out and went home. And that was something too. Starting to face things, you know, when you kind of can get past some things, when you can look, when you can go back to a place where you've been, and you can feel good about it. Just like I told you guys Tuesday about staying on the cliffs of Ocean View Front out there, and looking at, you know, where it was, you know, my dream house was, you know, the one that I chose. And, you know, thinking like, wow, you know, did I lose anything? And then feeling better than I had ever felt being up there, you know. And that's where I knew I was pretty cool. I'm like, you know, I'm good. You know, you feel fearful of, you know, revisiting things. It's kind of like more so a shell shock, pretty much. I thought I had shell shock, and I didn't. And that was good. So, you know, just seeing the old job and driving on the old job street, it was okay. Other than my son, you know, me and him, but it was all right. It was, you know, some things have changed out there, and one thing that remains the same is it's hot out there, real hot. And, but it's still a nice environment, and so with that, you know, it was eye-opening for me today. So I think being more freeing and learning every day more and more, collectively putting all that I learned together, is how I manage. And weaning yourself off medication is a hard thing to do, but once you do it and you wean yourself, you can learn how to cope with your your day-to-day, no matter what it is, if you can do that. And just like Jay would say, you know, martial arts and CBT, you know, case manager, stress management, you know, CBT. Hey, like I tell people too as well, you don't really have to have human services in your career choice, but it doesn't hurt to go on in and check out some of those courses and the subjects, what they deal with. And if you think that you want to enhance yourself or, you know, something about you you'd like to build on, human services, I mean, pretty much human services 1 through 260 are all vital. And 260 being domestic violence. I'm going to be bringing some of my classwork on domestic violence out here so I can get more of a more information for you and get more services where places to go for women who you know, are battered, or and also as well as men who are battered. I don't know if they have any, but will, just like I told someone else the other day, I'll investigate it. I want to say it's not there, so you know, getting that information to you guys and what it is that you guys can do to, you know, a lot of people in relationships, they stay at home and they're at home. It's more so just like how my friend Jane, how they run that, you know. One parent goes out, the other one stays home, and they're working together, you know. And that's a great thing today to be able to do. Now, as far as raising the children, that's good, but also too, you gotta have a lot of faith in each other. And as well, shout out to my girl out there. She's probably not, well, she says she's doing fine, but, you know, her husband, you know, took off, left, and so yeah, my heart's kind of with her, too, because, you know, even though you say it's okay, it's like, wow, you know, it's still saddening. You know, you don't want anybody to feel any pain, and you know, also, too, we hide our pain, so, you know, just to keep that, your face, you know, so you don't want nobody to know, you know, so it's like, I got it, I'm cool. You know, shout out there to her. I hope she and the baby's doing pretty good, and they're all right, and they're coping. She's a strong lady. She'll be all right, I'm sure. You know, I think she's already got somebody she's seeing or going to be seeing, so that's shout out there to that. Just make sure it's not one of those friends that helped you through the end of the relationship. That's a blow up, you guys, though. I sent that shout out Tuesday night. To blow up, you know, the friend that turned into the dater is not going to be happening. We are now, let's check in with our time. It is now 12:59 a.m. August 10th, 2012. KXRW, your community connection, internet radio station broadcasting live out of Long Beach, California. This is Gina from Gina's Group Theory. I'm going to go ahead and this is a little download one for you. So, you know who you are, sending this to you. Count on me. I'll never let
know me or know you, what will we do? An awful sight to me. If I ever lose you, tell me where will I go? Life would have no meaning, and I pray.
You're back with Janice Groove Theory. It is now 1:01 in the a.m. We're winding down to 26 minutes left of this part of the show. We should get that last hour. So you know, if you guys are still out there, make sure you stay logged in past 1:30. Keep your phone. Make sure your phones are charged up. And they're ready to go into the last hour if you guys want to be, you know, out and hang out. I'm encouraging you guys out there who are in relationships without you guys telling me what it's about. Friends and lovers is the topic tonight on the platonic and non-platonic side. I figure... Me and another friend were looking up the definitions, and nowadays, you know, all you got to do is pretty much Google it. So we were Googling platonic, and it was the urban word for platonic. More so, I guess, you guys answer this question. In a relationship, and I think you know what we talked about this when I was with KXYS too. Can a relationship that was intimate in the beginning, can it change from intimate to platonic? And when we Googled it, the word, I'm going to Google it, make sure I get it right because I don't want to, but there was an urban definition. And while I'm talking to you guys, I'm going to Google it and see if I can find it on my phone, actually. It was on my friend's phone, but he found it. And that's my question, too. You know, that's my question about platonic. Can you have a
relationship that was once intimate and then be changed into platonic. Do you call that relationship platonic? If it was intimate at first, what do you, I mean, how do you represent that? You know, and if the case is, the as far as the definition of platonic, and I'm, of course, right now, you know, that's what I'm Googling up right now. And if it was like that, did you tell, if you're with someone, did you tell your mate that, or would you tell your mate, you know, that you were in a relationship with one of your female friends in the past, but you still, you know, hang out with them, with her or him or her? Doesn't, you know, do you? If you do, do you, you tell your mate that, you know? So, I mean, or would you? Or would you just hang out with your friend and not say anything? That's one question that I posed out there for you guys. And we're going to see if anybody comes out and touch on it. As far as that Tuesday show, we touched on a lot of things, which, you know, we always do. But this particular show, Tuesday's show, was pretty much informative as well. But, you know, tonight's show is a little bit more heartfelt, because not only is my friend who has been left her, but I have someone else close to me who just terminated a relationship too today. So, kind of hard and rough, but, you know, we're gonna get through it. We're gonna make it happen, you know. Like, all I can say is, you know, live life. As long as you live life as best as you can live life, and, you know, give it up, you know. Throw your hands up and give it up to who can handle it. And if that's what you really want, if you want, you know, to get in another relationship, then, you know, that's fine. We did talk about getting into a relationship soon after getting out of a relationship. That's a blow up as well. So, and then the friendly friend. And that question I posed, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and drop what I feel about the whole, I figure, see, the difference is platonic and then platonic relationship. Now, if you say platonic, that means that's a no-sex relationship. I mean, that's no sex. Then when you say platonic relationship, that's it's classified as urban definition for, you know, you may have been intimate before, but then you turned platonic. And I don't know, you guys up there, I find it kind of hard to believe that, you know, men would, you know, men would, you know, want to keep it like that, you know. So I don't know, you guys tell me, you know what I mean? You know, could you hang out with, you know, someone you know, had intimacy with without, you know? I say it's pretty much a blow up, pretty much, you know. Everybody knows what I feel. Pretty much a blow up, you know. It's just like the friend, the male friend who helps you out of a relationship. Okay, I have, you know, living proof on that one, you know, because it's just not going to turn out right. Because, of course, everybody has motives. That's why I do appreciate, you know, people who, you know, come correct and come straight, and leave all the BS behind. That's, you know, and I can pretty much tell people's spirit pretty much, and that, you know, you can fool some of the, like my girl Shani in L.A. says, you know, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool me. She killed me with that on Facebook. That's real talk, you know what I mean? You can fool anybody you want, but the reality is what I see is what I see, and I'm pretty much 99.9.9. That 1% has not been proven yet. Let's go ahead and check in with the time. It is now 1:10 in the a.m. It's August 10th, 2012. This is KXRW, your Community Connection Internet radio station. Shout out there to all of you guys who are listening, and all those I'm gonna go ahead and post when I get offline tonight. After that last hour, we don't know if we'll get it, but when I get off tonight, like you guys know, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna end the show. I'm gonna take out this and say we have actually 17 more minutes live. 17 minutes. We'll take this show. I'm gonna take it out, end it with my outro, and then you guys stay logged in. And then once we get into the new hour, I'll play one more cup for you guys. Most of you guys know pretty much what I play. If there's something that you've heard me play, go ahead and shoot it to me. If you guys are out there, you got my cell phone. Something that is there, a cut out there that I play that you like, go ahead and shoot that out. I'll play that in that next hour, in our last hour. It's past midnight, but past the 2 o'clock hour, we'll represent for what you like. If you like something cool, something relaxing, something that, I play that you like on the level of you want to send a shout out, then I'll do that as well. Text me with your request for something that you heard already on my playlist, and I will shoot it to your loved one via Gina's Groove Theory. It's a young guy that I was fortunate to hear, and Mariah, which you guys know is my favorite, did a song with him. Pretty nice little brother. Sounds pretty good, kind of more spicy and upbeat. Reminds me a little bit of Neo, a little bit, but if you guys know who Neo is, I'm going to go ahead and send that out. I don't know if my daughter and them are out there listening, but like I said, a lot of my people who are archiving my show, and what's great is I'm able to look at how they archive, and it's just a blessing. I was talking to my brother Bishop Brett out there. He was supposed to call in, but he hasn't called in yet. But it's all good. You know how we do it. We keep it rocking anyways. Chilling here at home in Long Beach. Listening and talking to music with you guys and sharing my what I have to offer. Just my opinion. Not anything written in silver and gold. Just my opinion. So you guys have an opinion, you go ahead and represent and give me your point of view. We greatly appreciate it. And we'll take that to the bank, you guys. Song I'm going to play for you guys, take you guys over. Play a little quick one for you guys. And let's say we'll do Unbreakable. I do love that. No, by the way, no, we won't even go there. We'll go with Reminisce. So, sitting here reminiscing about the good times and the bad times, send a shout out to all you guys out there who are just pondering the thought of what it used to be back then.
Hi, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 1:19 in the a.m., August 10th, 2012. Sending a shout-out to taking a drive. Again, all I can say is you just keep the seat warm and lay the seat back and take a drive.
Don't be confused, baby. The
Hey everybody, we're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 1:26 a.m., August 10th, 2012, broadcasting live in Long Beach. This is Gina. We're going to go ahead and take out with the outro, ending this show, and we're going to follow up with the hour if you stay logged in. And once you stay logged in, if we get past 1:32, we're in the system and we're good to go, and we'll take that last hour out. And I'm going to share some things with you, some of the things heartfelt, and we're going to see if we can come in, give out your output, or better yet, you can send me a text or Facebook me. I'm going to make that group tonight. When I make that group, I'm going to go ahead and invite all you guys. So, you know, the people who I know, be on the lookout. Here we go. We're going to go ahead and take it out. Gina's Groove Theory, August 9th show, now August 10th. Taking it out on the outro, I ask myself, what can I do? And you know, you should too. Here you go. Hello, hey. Hey, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. Sorry about that. It is now 1:40. It's now 1:40 in the a.m. Representing here in Long Beach, this is Gina's Groove Theory. We were on the topic of friends and lovers. I'm dealing with a lot of relationship questions and a lot of mental health questions and a lot of questions, period, and a lot of issues. We're touching socially, or they're touching me everywhere I go. So I bring it to you as I get it. With relationships, do you think it's more so if you're in a relationship, do you feel that your mate should have opposite friends, opposite sex friends or same sex friends, depending on if they're bisexual, outside of your relationship, hanging out with each other, you know, your husband or wife, or your boyfriend or girlfriend, hanging out with their old flames? What would you feel? Would you feel that's cool, or would you be comfortable with that? Or would you say, well, no. My anonymous caller out there, she brought a lot to the table. She was kind of quiet the whole first 2 hours. And then she came out there and she made a lot of good sense. She brought her idea about marriage. And she's representing for married people. And she's serious about her marriage. But then she was also very real. You know, that's what I try to do. When I write things out on Facebook, a lot of people, you know, are you angry? Are you? No, these are things that I wrote during the time that I was going through it. And not as in to downplay anybody, but as to acknowledge the fact that I was there at one time and how I got through trying to get past. You know, it's hard to hold grudges and hold a lot of pain and hurt and then still remain in these friendship relationships. And, you know, so you got to free yourself. So that's kind of what I do, free myself. So I do a lot of writing. And I post out there, and some of them are, you know, I wrote years ago, or some of them I wrote recently. Some of them I wrote seconds ago, and it's all as a reflection of where I've been, and being it that she brought that, you know, she has her issues with her marriage as well, that just said, okay, she said don't give up, and she's not trying to give up on hers, and very noble, second marriage, very courageous. I don't know about being married a second time. It's kind of like, okay, then it's two and three. I hear a lot about people who just get married to get married. I don't ever want to be like that, so. Don't want to run from marriage to marriage. That's another question we had out there. Tuesday night, we're dealing with relationships too, and everybody had their input. My male friend as well. There's a lot of men out here who want relationships. A lot of women out here. It's vice versa. I think you guys. We had a poll on it. I think when I was with KXYS, we had a poll on it. How much? What do you think the percentage of men and women wanting relationships? And I think my BFF called in, and she, so that's been since I had this, you know, I've been with, you know, KXRW, so, yeah, she brought it, and she said it's more women, and then the Texas guys, the Texas double twins out there, representing, haven't heard them in a while, they were, you know, going there too. You know, two cents in, putting it down, you know, in between, you know, with the other things they were doing. But yeah, and I think we ended up saying 60-40 or 50-50, pretty much. So I'm not seeing it. So I don't get out much. Cases, I'm on the grind, you know, working on this show, trying to make sure, you know, the next 3 days are gonna be. Actually, it's not gonna be three. It's gonna be two. So I have to get out there. I got some unanswered questions for the folks out there too, and I want to get the right idea. And it's been on my mind a little bit too. So we're gonna get out there, do the best like we can to give it all it is. All that we can to make it the most honest. Interviews, depending on, you know, who wants to still interview, that I can bring you guys, so, filming and as well, so you guys stay tuned for that, be ready for that one, we're gonna be careful out there, and go out there and, you know, let somebody know, somebody out there cares about these folks, you know, so. With that, I send a shout out there to Cherokee out there. Probably relaxing. Thank him for everything, you know, he brought and taught me to. And all of that applied with that learned speak skill and that life experience. I mean, where I am today. So, send a shout out there to all of my loved ones for sticking in with me. And couldn't have done it without you guys. So I'm going to take a little short break, grab me some water, and be back to it.
Thank you.
Hi, you're live with Gina, Guru Theory. It is now 1:51 in the a.m., broadcasting live here out of Long Beach. This is KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. We've been talking about having a relationship and being able to allow that your mate to hang out with their, you know, say ex, you know, exes or for one, is that can you have a relationship with someone who you were, you know, intimate with and then turn from that to platonic? That's a question. I was reading an article about this particular thing, and in that article, it was posing the question, and then when we, me and my friend, we Googled platonic, and then that's where we got the whole platonic and then platonic relationship, which is an urban definition for that. And platonic means no sex, and then the platonic relationship means it was sex, but then not sex. So can you do that? Can you allow your mate to do that, or allow your mate to do that, or either be a part of, you know, I mean, hang out with somebody you used to, you know, have sex with or whatever, and everything's all cool, and can you handle, or have you handled that? If you've been in that type of relationship, you don't get a chance to voice your opinion tonight. You can bring it back up. You can bring it up, let's say, I think tonight's show is going to be a little bit more laid back. It's Friday. We're going to see how it's going to roll today. Since I'm going out on the riverbed, so we're going to bring what I can back to you guys in the show tonight. So we'll represent for that and see how we're going to be able to bring that bring the show the same day as we're doing the taping. So that's going to be one thing. But today I just got to get accounts of everything. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned to tune in and get an opportunity to meet some of the people. Let them voice their own opinion and tell you who they are and how they feel. And we can kind of make some differences. As for them, I know that they're listening because they're in and out pretty much. They have to keep their energy up. So, go ahead and represent for what time it is, and I'm going to send something out there for them. You know, for the ones out there who are just having it kind of rough and tough, you know, they kind of like their hands are tied. I wish I kind of had tied my hands. I do have that. I'm going to try to get that downloaded, and so you guys can, those of you who've never heard it, Robin Thicke, it pretty much was an account of the Katrina situation out there in New Orleans, and him and Lil Wayne got together and did a song, and it was a pretty tight song. And once we had brought that up, let's say, was that last Thursday show about genocide and, you know, what can be considered genocide too. So we've been touching those kind of serious topics since. So the past couple of shows, I just wanted to bring a little bit more, say, spiritually, prosperous, more conversation, so we can kind of network a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and send this shout-out there to them. I'll see them. I'm going to try to give a little bit of shout-out. I'm not going to be able to do too much or nothing. I need to be out there today, and I don't know if it's going to be hot today, so I'll check the weather. And you guys, pray for me. Make sure, pray for my a clarity, and you know that I can do this and do it right. Shout out there to Jay. I know he's out there working on his music and his book. He's finishing up, I guess it touches. I don't know when it hits, like the press or whatever, but I'll let you guys know. And I'll give you some of his info on his show. And it's going to be quite interesting. So, of course, I'll be out and about there. All right, here you go, you. Guys up there, the community, the tent city. This is for you guys.
the blue skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our sight. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more do you from men? Can't you stand?
This is Gina, Gina's Group Theory, representing August 10th, 2012. I kind of got this sentiment going on right now. Check it out, Scott.